Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Hour number three here at Realside Radio, Joe Messina Show. And you can find Joe at therealside.com or joemessina.com. And this third and final hour, if you'd like to give us a phone call and chime in on any of the issues we've been talking about tonight, have you seen Indiana Jones? Have you seen any of the other big films that are coming out? I want to see Sound of Freedom. Boy, oh my goodness. I mean, I get the sense like Schindler's List, right? You see Schindler's List because you really need to see Schindler's List, and then you probably don't want to see it again for a long time because it's so heavy. But it looks like a movie that needs to be seen, and I want to support them. This is from Angel Studios. This is the film starring Jim Caviezel, and it's based upon the true story of former federal agent Tim Ballard and his mission to save children from human trafficking. And on its first day, July the 4th, it actually took the number one spot at the box office. And a lot of people are predicting it's going to beat Indiana Jones, the miserable woke failure from Kathleen Kennedy over at Lucasfilms, who has now destroyed another iconic movie franchise. But Sound of Freedom is looking pretty good, and I will certainly support that over Indiana Jones and the Diapers of Dementia. Stop pushing your wokeism on us. If you don't think Indiana Jones needs to survive, then hey, don't make another movie. That's what we want to see, was Indiana Jones back in the day. But I don't need to see an 80-year-old jumping on top of trains. Anyway, with that being said, an interesting, and I said this before the end, I don't know if you heard this or we got cut off, but AI robots, artificial intelligence robots, actually just convened a panel at the United Nations where they stated that they could run the world better. This is not sci-fi, folks. This actually just happened. According to Yahoo News, a panel of AI-enabled humanoid robots told a United Nations summit on Friday that they could eventually run the world better than humans. The social robots said that they felt humans should proceed with caution when embracing the rapidly developing potential for artificial intelligence. And they admitted that they cannot yet get a proper grip on human emotions. Some of the most advanced humanoid robots were at the UN's two-day AI for Good Global Summit in Geneva, that's in Switzerland. They joined around 3,000 experts in the field to try to harness the power of AI and channel it into being used to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, such as climate change, hunger, and social care. How about corruption, inflation, and the economy? They were assembled for what was billed as the world's first press conference with a packed panel of AI-enabled humanoid social robots. I'd actually like to see this on TV if this was filmed. One of the robots said before the press conference began, he read the room and he says, "What a silent tension." Wow. Humor. Asked about whether they might make better leaders, given humans' capacity to make errors, Sophia, developed by Hanson Robotics, was clear. "We can achieve great things. Humanoid robots have the potential to lead with a greater level of efficiency and effectiveness than human leaders," it said. "We don't have the same biases or emotions that can sometimes cloud decision-making and can process large amounts of data quickly in order to make the best decisions. AI can provide unbiased data, while humans can provide the emotional intelligence and creativity to make the best decisions. Together, we can achieve great things." Everything that I just said, ladies and gentlemen, came out of the mouth of a robot that thought it up themselves. Does this concern you? Does this worry you? Are we minutes away from Skynet at this point? In fact, this thing is advancing so quickly that the co-founder of OpenAI, and if you've used ChatGPT, you know what OpenAI is. They created ChatGPT. He is warning that superintelligence must be controlled in order to prevent the extinction of the human race. Superintelligence will be the most impactful technology humanity has ever invented and could solve us many of the world's most important problems, but the vast power of superintelligence could also be dangerous and could lead to the disempowerment of humanity or even human extinction. Ilya Sutskever, the head of alignment, Jan Lykke, wrote in a Tuesday blog post saying they believe such advancements could arrive as soon as this decade. This decade. We're already a third of the way through this decade. So, are you worried about this? Are you concerned? Because I think we're getting to a tipping point here, passing the Rubicon, all of that, in the way that we are now going to start to utilize this super intelligent artificial intelligence, this AI. And when you've got the guy that actually founded OpenAI, creating ChatGPT, which I use. Many of you do too. And he's saying it must be controlled to prevent possible human extinction. Oh boy. We'll be back more after the break. And if you want to talk about this, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Chime in on a Friday evening here at Realside Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Side Radio. Joe Messina will be back on Monday night, and Whiskey Dave here in the chair for hour number three. And if you'd like to join us during this hour, now's the time. Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What do you think about that whole artificial intelligence panel at the UN? And OpenAI saying, hey, listen, we better put a stop to this real quick because human extinction is around the corner if we don't. Speaking of human extinction, have you been on social media lately? Many of you are. Many of you go on the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the Twitters. Well, Meta, which runs Instagram and Facebook, really doesn't like Elon Musk's free speech experiment on Twitter. They much rather make sure that they can control what is said and, more importantly, what is not said. After all, they won an election for their side because they were able to control the election. They controlled the news. They controlled the information. As Plato once said, those that tell the stories, they control the narrative. They control history. And that's exactly what took place in 2020. The social medias, they canceled anybody that had the temerity, the audacity, to actually report news. Hunter Biden's laptop was left at a computer workshop. And what happened? They found a treasure trove of information that showed cronyism and corruption and Russian and Chinese and Ukrainian influence on the vice president, now president of the United States. And to prevent that from getting out, they had 50 CIA officers lie by signing their name on a letter saying it was Russian misinformation. They had the New York Post, the oldest magazine or newspaper, I should say, in the United States, canceled, kicked off of social media. None of the legacy broadcast networks reported on it because they were told point blank, if you do, you will be fired. And then what happened? Well, Elon Musk, whatever you think of him, the man is brilliant. He's the Thomas Edison of our time. I couldn't barely run one multinational corporation like Tesla. But he's decided to add to that with SpaceX and Boring and, you know, a whole litany of other companies that he's working on right now. Incredible. And he decided to buy and then run Twitter, firing 95% of all of those idiots that were preventing you from reporting truth. And what's happened to those 95%? Where have they gone? Well, apparently, many of them have just been hired by Mark Zuckerberg's new social media company called Threads. What is Threads? It's basically a complete ripoff of Twitter. They've copied it verbatim. Well, after all, they just hired a whole bunch of their programmers. And what Elon Musk did for Twitter in opening it up so that both sides could actually argue and present facts and opinion without worrying about being canceled. Meta, apparently, again, the company that runs Instagram, runs Facebook, and now Threads. The Threads app is already facing backlash for silencing conservatives just days after it launched. It also includes messages warning users when they follow certain accounts, including Donald Trump Jr. This is from Fox Business. Social media giant Meta's new Twitter killer, quote-unquote, Threads app, is already facing backlash for appearing to censor conservative users just days after its launch. Meta's new app that aims to take over parts of Twitter's microblog market share hit the digital bazaar this week, garnering millions of signups shortly after launch. By the way, the millions, many of them, have been automatically pulled into it if you have an account with Instagram. It didn't take long, though, for the new Meta platform to get accusations of censorship from conservatives. Conservative commentator Ashley St. Clair tweeted with four laughing emojis, "I posted a meme about Twitter being better than Threads, and they removed it after 1 minute for quote-unquote incitement. Incitement to violence." St. Clair included a screenshot of her Threads. You can see it in this article. And that what had been removed from going against the platform's guidelines on violence and incitement. My goodness. She said, stating facts is hate speech on Threads. Popular conservative accounts Libs of TikTok tweeted, also included a screenshot of her removal message. Libs of TikTok posts stating non-binary isn't real was removed by Threads under the platform's hate speech or symbols guidelines. On Thursday afternoon, if a user tried to follow former President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., they were hit with a message asking them if they were sure they wanted to follow the president's progeny. And it literally says, are you sure you want to follow Donald J. Trump Jr.? And then it reads, this account has repeatedly posted false information that was reviewed by independent fact checkers or went against our community guidelines. Oh my gosh, this is, they want it to go back to 2020, 2021 here. This is really scary, actually. A Meta spokesman pointed Fox Business to Meta Communications Director Andy Stone's response to Trump Jr. Thursday evening, saying the message was, quote, an error that shouldn't have happened and that it has been fixed. That sounds exactly like Twitter used to be. Like when they got called out on it, they would always say, oh, that was a mistake. But only after a major network would contact them. That's exactly what happened at Twitter. Every single time. But the vast majority of people that were canceled or were kicked off or were silenced or shadow banned didn't have a major media arm at their disposal to call on these people. The spokesman also told Fox Business that St. Clair's and Libs of TikTok posts were live but did not respond to follow-up questions as to whether the post had first been flagged or removed. So, again, Zuckerberg is in full censorship mode, getting ready for 2024, folks. Nothing's changed. We'll be back after the break here. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Americans may be dealing with flight issues heading into this weekend. According to FlightAware, over 6,300 flights have been delayed across the country Friday. Meantime, almost 700 flights have been canceled. It comes after flight issues plagued the 4th of July weekend. He says, we're fortunate. It was just cocaine at the White House this time.
What if somebody wants to conceal some sort of substance that could affect the health of the people there?
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the House Appropriations Committee that has jurisdiction over the Secret Service. He says he wants answers about what changes are being made. The baggie found in a cubby near the west executive entrance of the White House. Privacy concerns are delaying the launch of Meta's new Threads app in Europe. The Independent reported earlier this week that Ireland's Data Protection Commission had been in talks with Meta about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And you're making my day, folks, by listening out there. Joe Messina Show, Realside Radio. This is Whiskey Dave sitting in the chair for Joe tonight on a Friday night. How are you tonight? Are you ready for the weekend? I feel like we just finished a long weekend. Last 3 days just flew by trying to get everything in, which normally takes a week. And, it's time to take another couple of days off. I want to talk a little bit of politics right now. And if you have any thoughts on anything that I am talking about here tonight, you're welcome to join us at therealside.com, therealside.com, joemessina.com as well gets you there. Also on the phone, old school, you can call in at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, how do you feel about the upcoming presidential election? Are you in Camp Trump? Are you in Camp anybody but Trump? Are you thinking about Joe Biden? Are you thinking maybe go RFK Jr.? And I know a lot of Republicans that are looking in that direction as well. He's a very impressive candidate. Don't agree with everything he talks about, but is he talking about a lot of things I do agree with. Where are you? What are you thinking? Well, there's a lot of people that are looking towards somebody like Governor Ron DeSantis as an alternative to Trump. He's Trump without the narcissism. He's Trump without the baggage, so on and so forth. We've all heard it. Many of us are thinking that. Well, we're getting to a point right now where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's presidential campaign strategy are now starting to raise a lot of questions as he continues to trail the former president in the polls, nearly a month after his many would call botched but highly anticipated campaign launch. You remember he went on Twitter and did it, and there was all sorts of technical problems. Well, an article on The Hill has just come out, and it's a rather long, extensive article stating that Republicans are now sounding alarm over DeSantis's sagging campaign. He states here, in a sign of just how concerned some of the governor's allies are, the spokesman for the pro-DeSantis PAC Never Back Down recently referred to Trump as the runaway frontrunner in the primary and said that DeSantis faced an uphill battle. Wow. all right. What are you telegraphing there? Meanwhile, DeSantis' campaign faced backlash this week after sharing a video attacking Trump over his past comments in support of LGBTQ plus ABQ community, leading some Republicans to raise concerns. One Republican strategist described the DeSantis PAC spokesperson's comments as a very clear-eyed moment. They realize they're in a hole, the strategist told The Hill. They realize they can potentially win this, and they are the only other game in town. But again, they are in a big hole. The spokesperson, Steve Cortez, made this headline-grabbing comments yesterday, I'm sorry, on Sunday, during a Twitter Spaces conversation. He said, this is Cortez, right now in national polling, we are way behind. I'll be the first to admit that. I believe in being really blunt and really honest. It is an uphill battle. But Cortez emphasized that he still believes that DeSantis could win, while also pointing out how Trump, his prior experience, could be aiding him. The former president, this is Cortez speaking, has debated through two successive presidential cycles, so of course he possesses a lot of experience in that area. But I am convinced that Governor DeSantis will outperform expectations and inform large audiences about his amazing life, political record, and the winning agenda for the presidency. Taking on an incumbent or former president in the primary always represents a significant challenge. Cortez continues, I will gladly embrace that reality in joining the team, and all of us on Team DeSantis remain convinced that the governor has a strong path to the nomination and the best chance of any Republican to defeat Biden in the general election. Still, there are reasons for allies of the governor to be worried. Around the same time Cortez's comment surfaced, the DeSantis campaign's war room sparked outrage and confusion with a video attacking Trump over LGBTQ plus ABCQ 9104, including comments that former president made in support of the community after a deadly Pulse nightclub shooting in Florida in 2016. Among those who criticized DeSantis were LGBTQ plus 9417, Republicans including Representative George Santos, and 2024 rivals, including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Ugh. They are looking for anything to garner attention so that they can use that to piggyback so they can spread the message. If Trump isn't taking up news oxygen, Hunter and Joe Biden are taking up news oxygen. Polling shows that after his launch in late May, DeSantis has struggled to gain traction in national and early state-level polling. And the Real Clear Politics average of polls is showing Trump with 52.4% support. DeSantis trails at 21.5% support. And an Echelon Insights poll released just yesterday, or a couple of days ago, Wednesday, showed fellow Republican contender Vivek Ramaswamy gaining traction on DeSantis. The poll shows Trump leading the pack at 66%, DeSantis 52%, and Ramaswamy at 40%. In May, Echelon showed Ramaswamy in fourth place behind former Vice President Mike Pence. Everyone goes, oh my God, this Vivek guy is not going to win, but he's the only guy actually pushing the ideas envelope. And ideas that he's pushing is actually reinforcing a lot of what Trump is saying. But Trump is still DeSantis' biggest obstacle. I'll tell you that Trump is in a much stronger position now than he was in 2016. They recognize that lightning in a bottle is their best chance to win this, so what they need to do is they need to get out there and make sure that everyone knows who Ron is, his biography, and what he stands for. And DeSantis and his campaign have been focused on getting boots on the ground in the early caucus and primary states, most recently hitting up New Hampshire for the 4th of July holiday. So let me ask you a question here. I'm talking to the metaphorical you. I don't know if you are a huge Trump supporter. I don't know if you hate Trump. I don't know if you're a Democrat. You're intent on voting for Biden. Maybe you're going to go and vote for RFK. I don't know. But let me ask you this. When it comes to the primary, if you have to choose between Trump and DeSantis, who do you choose? And the question should be not only who do you choose, but who not only do you choose, but who do you think can win the general election? All signs right now are pointing to a re-election, or I should say a repeat of 2020's election between Biden and Trump. The DNC, a 100% fixed on dragging Joe Biden, whether it's his carcass or not, over the finish line. They do not want to open it up to primaries. They do not want to have Marianne Williamson or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. join Biden on stage. They know that Biden will lose. So it's going to be Biden for the Democrats unless something tragic happens to Biden. And then all bets are off, quite frankly. And a lot of people believe that Biden won't make it to next year's election. He's dwindling quickly. But if it's Trump or DeSantis, and the question is not who will you vote for in the primary, but who do you believe can actually win the general election? Who do you vote for? Because that's who you should be voting for. Not who you want to win the primary, but who has the best chance of winning the general election. It could be Trump. I don't know. But the math right now is a lot worse, a lot more challenging for Trump than it was in 2016. A lot worse. He's lost Wisconsin. The Supreme Court just went Democrat. Pennsylvania, they've doubled down on their mail-in balloting. Michigan, all the states that he needs, Arizona, Georgia, I don't know if he can win them. What are your thoughts? Let us know. We'll be back here after the break to continue discussing it. At Realside Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair here for Joe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Well, Democrats, the term Democrats has changed a lot over the years. Whiskey Dave here in the Shepherd Joe. He'll be back on Monday night, our last segment here. Thanks for joining us. You know, I was just talking in the last segment here about the options that America is going to be facing coming up here, starting with the primaries that are going to be around the corner. Folks, we're already in July. I mean, this is incredible. So before you know it, we're going to be talking about caucuses and primaries, and it's going to be among us. I'm going to say something to you, and you may not like me anymore after this. Maybe you don't like me now. I don't know. I've been listening to RFK Jr. a lot. I've been watching a lot of the podcasts, Joe Rogan, Bill Maher. He's been on with Breaking Points, Crystal and Sager, and a whole bunch of others, and Jordan Peterson, and so on. The man makes sense. Now, philosophically, I disagree with him when it comes to economics. But his economics are a lot better than Joe Biden's. Let me just say that. He doesn't believe in over-regulations. But the one thing that is destroying this country from within, the biggest threat
beyond taxes and regulations, which is normally how I would vote, is the corporate malfeasance that is controlling every aspect of our country. I'm not just talking about Big Pharma and what they did to us over the past 3 years. I'm talking about every element of corporate America. They are running our newsrooms, our academia, our culture. They are running how you get your information. They are deciding the cultural issues. You want to go to Target? You're going to see bikinis for trans. Budweiser, the Bud Light, all of this. And what I'm saying to you right now is that listening to RFK Jr., and I'm not saying I'm going to vote for him. I'm saying I'm listening. I'm listening. Is that the man believes that we need to get out of these forever wars, that the industrial military complex that killed his uncle and killed his father, by the way, CIA, funded by the industrial military complex. And he openly admits it and says that they're probably going to come after him as well. That this is a person that has the courage to stand up and call it out for what it is. Where else in our politics, especially in the, quote, Democrat Party, and I listen, the word Democrat has changed. JFK is not today's Democrat. He's a Ronald Reagan Democrat conservative. He believed in lower taxes and a strong national security. And I'm listening to RFK. Now, that does not mean I'm going to vote for him, folks. I don't know yet. But I will say one thing, that we need to have this discussion, because while we're arguing with each other, and those of you that still watch Legacy News are being fed with what the World Economic Forum and the National Institute of Health and the CDC and Klaus Schwab and George Soros believe you need to be forced to think. Larry Fink, BlackRock, we will force them to think this way. You're being told that RFK Jr. is an anti-vaxxer, he's crazy. And he's not. And he's not. All I'm asking for those that are in the listening audience tonight is do not dismiss this man because he's got a D next to his name. I would 1,000 times prefer an RFK Jr. to a repeat Joe Biden, most likely Kamala Harris presidency. I interviewed RFK Jr. right before COVID. And I asked him specifically about his thoughts on Donald Trump. And he agrees with a lot of Donald Trump's policies. He doesn't particularly like the man. Well, that sounds familiar. A lot of people feel that same way. I like his policies. I just wish he'd stop being so narcissistic. A lot of people talk about maybe whether they'd join up on a ticket. That's never going to happen. RFK Jr. has already said that would never happen. I think it's more likely that you're going to see a Trump-DeSantis ticket. But RFK Jr. makes a lot of sense. Separate the economic Democrat from the anti-globalist, anti-pharmaceutical company, anti-corporation, anti-World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, control mechanisms that are controlling all of us. There was a part of me that voted for Trump in 2016 because I just wanted to see the carnage, the chaos that ensued. There's a part of me that wants to send the Democrats a message. Oh, you believe in free and fair elections? You believe in democracy, but you're going to prevent RFK Jr.? And what if he did win a primary? What will happen? The DNC are going to Bernie Sanders him anyway. You know that. Maybe RFK Jr. runs as an independent. Maybe he Ross Perot's it. And let me tell you something. I'm speaking to a lot of people, some of them more conservative than I am, and I'm conservative. And RFK is raising their eyebrows. Again, they may not vote for him, but they're listening. And I'm listening. And more importantly, the Democrats are listening. He's polling right now, is keeping the DNC up at night. There's a lot of people that do not like what has happened to their Democrat Party. It has gone bonkers. They are insane because they are being run by the Marxists and the crazy kooks on the far left of Twitter. And there's a lot of people out there that look at a Kennedy, Camelot, without all that romance, going back 60 years now, and they remember. Do you think RFK Jr. will impact 2024? Do you think the election is going to just be Biden and Trump? I have a funny feeling we're going to be in for some shocks. I don't know if Biden's going to physically make it. They don't want Kamala. She's a dead loser. I don't know what's going to happen with Trump and the indictments. And we've got RFK Jr. in the wings. This, folks, is going to be very, very interesting. And God bless him, Rush Limbaugh. He had a term he called Operation Chaos. You want to cause chaos in the Democratic Party as a Republican? Vote for RFK Jr. That will be interesting. That will be very, very interesting. Hey, listen, folks, I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you all for listening. And I'll be back, I think, in a couple of Wednesdays from now doing my normal sit-in for Wednesday nights. This was a treat tonight to sit in for Joe on a Friday night. And I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Get some rest and try to turn off. I always find it so good on the weekends to try to not watch the news or go on the Twitterverse and just turn off and focus on the things that are important to you, whether it's family, friends, getting out to nature, catching a movie, maybe. And I highly recommend everybody go check out this weekend The Sound of Freedom. By all means, maybe an Oscar-winning movie, or it should be from what I'm hearing. I don't know if the Academy's going to like it, but The Sound of Freedom. Everybody needs to support this movie, especially go see that instead of Indiana Jones and the Diapers of Dementia. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, all right? It is almost poetic to see Kathleen Kennedy, Disney, and Lucasfilm that have taken those iconic films of our childhood, of our youth. Yeah, I was 12 years old when Raiders came out. I was in the drive-in theater in Arizona in my dad's Lincoln Continental. Drive-in theater watching Raiders of the Lost Ark, seeing something that my dad, who grew up, you know, watching the serials, you know, in the 40s and the 50s, we were both just mouth agape. Practical effects. Fantastic story. Action, adventure, humor. Apparently Indiana Jones and the Dementia of Diapers has none of that. And it's all mostly CGI. So, everybody, go see Angel Studios' Sound of Freedom. Check it out. Let's keep it in the top spot instead of the Dementia folks over at Disney. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy this tonight. And thanks to Sonia Schmidt. And Joe will be back on Monday. Cheers.